My dad never believed a child can make it without education. So that's why we have to push them to do as much as they can, you know, to get to that level. Because once you're educated, you can always make it in life. But if you go halfway, drop out, I mean, at the end, at the later stage, you start getting angry with yourself and getting angry with life in general.
Well, that's where the future lies, you know. That is the only place they can make it. If you're educated, you have more chances of, you know, and being more successful in life than being a dropout. It's not the alternative, basically. Yeah.
Mary and Bartholomew Owea come from Nigeria. Their teenage daughters, Hallie and Melanie, are black British citizens. The girls have decided to go to university. Here at the parish community of Sacred Heart in Battersea, South London, they are not alone. Like them, other black school leavers in this borough will not give up education after their GCSEs and A-levels. Their white peers, instead, seem less likely to progress afterwards, according to new statistics by the Department of Education.
My name is Hannah Griffin, I'm 19, and my ethnic origin is white British. I'm currently taking a year out of education after finishing my A-levels. I've currently got a part-time job while trying to gain more life experience and personal skills to use in the future.
I am Christiana Ferrauti, and we are going to explore what may be the possible reasons and potential consequences of more multi-ethnic higher education institutes.
I was born here, but my parents are from Nigeria. After education for now, I plan to go to sixth form, and then when I'm done, I plan to go to university. It would look better for like businesses, because the thing I want to do is more like business.
I was born in London, but my parents are Nigerian. The job I want to do later in life needs a degree. I want to do a law degree.
Africa and English. It's probably easier for you to get a job with a degree than not with a good degree.
I feel British, mixed, black, white. I'm planning to go to university, yeah, because it helps to get a better job and you feel more educated in that area.
A large number of Indian people live in the London borough of Harrow. The Sangat Advice Centre, based here, offers them advice for housing, matrimonial and immigration matters. Kantin Nagda is an advice officer. What may be the motivations for Asians to reach higher education?
Well, Asians want to live a better quality of life. They don't want to depend on government handouts, which is welfare benefits. That's why they would want to work hard and earn better living. And in order to earn better living, you have to be highly educated. And that's what Asians believe in. Asians feel that they want to keep away from the benefits, contribute to the economy of this country, and earn a good living standard for themselves. You can call it a good achievement, but I would term it as necessity to survive in this country.
More than two-thirds of Asian and black 18-year-old students went to higher education during the academic year 2012-2013. Less than a half of their white peers, instead, continued their study at this level. Is this information surprising?
No, I'm not surprised at all. It should even be higher. And the reason is we are considered to be a foreigner. Although this is the country where my children have been born, but they would not be accepted as white Britishers. In order to survive and earn a good living, you have to be extra clever than indigenous population. That's why the Asian parents put a lot of emphasis on education, on educating their children to the best standard so that they can compete for the job market.
That's an interesting statistic, and I haven't really analysed anything like that.
Kevin Regan is head of sixth form at St John Bosco College.
Given that probably the proportionately we have more Asian and black Asian students than white students, it doesn't surprise me. However, that would be looked at differently if you're in a part of the country that is more predominantly less culturally diverse. But I think that given the meritocracy and also the accessibility to university, I'm not surprised.
Mr. Regan told me all his teaching experience has been with multi-ethnic students. The statistics from the Department of Education during the last 3 years show the progression of minority group students is not unusual. But the gap among the categories is growing. In January, full-time undergraduate UCAS applications have slightly increased from the last year, despite the rise in the tuition fees. As published on the website, the chief executive of UCAS said that the gap between rich and poor continues to narrow.
I'm Bob Stapley, and I'm the London Regional Secretary of the National Union of Teachers. My view is that it might be that there's a significant proportion of white students who feel that somehow they feel there's sufficient advantage already in society or comfort that if they don't go on to stay in further higher education and they haven't got a job, that somehow they see the society around them as giving them still the hope that they'll build a life, they'll be prosperous economically. It might well be that black and Asian students feel that with the disadvantage they still suffer in our society, that there's a need to absolutely maximise the outcomes they can get from education. So they're driven to stay on because they feel if they haven't got those qualifications, then they'll be even further disadvantaged in the labour market.
I wasn't too sure university was for me, but was initially interested in furthering my education with an apprenticeship. Rather than rushing into a uni degree, as I'm still not 100% sure on what I want my career path to be, I decided to take a year out of education, earn some money, travel, and ultimately decide what I want to do in the future, whether that be further education or entering an industry at entry level and progressing upwards.
Nafurahi kuwa hapa, nimekuwa hapa kwa miezi mitano.
Selamat sejahtera, apa kabar semua? Saya dari Malaysia.
How can we distinguish between students of different races? Ethnicity is a personal wellness, according to the Census Guide for Secondary Schools 2014. It can be seen as a subjective perception of their own cultural identity, not to be defined by the others. More than 3 million of people in London are black, Asian, and minority ethnic citizens, as the National Census reported in 2011. This current trend may result in more multi-ethnic classes in higher education institutes as well as in secondary schools. But may it change the way of teaching?
I don't see why that should happen. In the way that I don't look at classes in the sense that they are, you know, I see them as one whole community of learners and students. So I don't really see that as a necessary add-on to this point.
Different backgrounds carry diverse mindsets, values, beliefs. If it will not have influences in the curricula, will this variety have consequences for the job market?
Yes, I'm sure it will have a strong impact on the job market in that we have a more culturally diverse student population coming out with degrees. And I think they have many more role models to look at. You know, for example, one of the leading lights of the House of Lords is, you know, a Baroness Thornton is a very great representative of the Afro-Caribbean community.
I hope it will have a real impact upon the job market. What I think we've really got, the rates of staying on in education now are very high. So it's a tougher market. People are more highly qualified than they've been in the past for jobs which sometimes don't require that level of qualification. I think if we're really going to hit the job market, what we've got to do is try and drive up the number of figures, the percentage of black and Asian students that go to those Russell Group universities. There are certain universities which are predominantly white in our country and others where there's a greater ethnic mix. I think that's inappropriate.
I think it will have an impact, and I think it'll be a good impact.
Sharon Walpole is CEO at Walpole Group, which provides information for choices after school.
So I think that what is certainly what they call the establishment needs shaking up. When you have a percentage of power, the world of work has changed and lots of traditional jobs are still there, but there's lots of very different types of jobs. And also young people need to be more aware of what the opportunities are to make money. I mean, let's be honest, you know, lots of young people are taking courses because they think they're a lot of fun, but they're highly competitive and maybe not as well paid as they think they might be. And they may not be able to get a job in that industry. Whereas if they realize that there are equally interesting jobs in engineering or construction or finance, but there are actually a lot of very creative and exciting and interesting jobs in there, that there will be a huge amount of opportunities for employment and pay really well. But young people are just not getting this information through, or if they are getting the information,